The Plant Quarantine Inspection Branch is a unit within the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. It's responsible for ensuring that the highest quality of pest-free cut flowers and fresh produce are exported from and imported into the island. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more about the roles and functions of this unit. The Plant Quarantine Unit is Jamaica's first line of defense in safeguarding the country from harmful pests and diseases and ensuring that only the highest quality pest-free produce is exported or imported. Chief Plant Quarantine Inspector Sunil Wilson says the unit works to prevent entry of foreign bodies that decrease production and productivity levels as well as agricultural yields.
Essentially, we prevent insects, snails, fungus, bacteria, viruses that affect plants from actually entering the country. And if it does enter, then we prevent it from actually being established, therefore preventing it from affecting our agricultural production.
Another function of the unit is to grant export permits and certification.
So we ensure that our agricultural produce, when it does leave Jamaica, is of the highest quality, looking at the physical nature of it, and of course it is also pest-free, because like us, other countries do not want exotic or quarantine pests that they don't have in their country and can cause devastating impact on their agricultural produce to actually come into their country.
Under the World Trade Organization's Sanitary and Phytosanitary Agreement, national plant protection organizations around the world ensure that plants that are traded are free from pests.
We conduct what are called port of entry inspection and port of exit inspection. But before we carry out that inspection, we say to persons, you must get a permit. Why? Because there can be a particular country that has an outbreak of a disease that we cannot take a particular agricultural produce from because of the pest status of that country.
Agricultural items that do not require an import permit include frozen fruits and vegetables, shredded vegetables, canned fruits and vegetables, dried fruits and vegetables, as well as powdered and processed material. Only under special conditions are potted plants allowed into the island. They must be bare-rooted, unrooted cuttings or seedlings in liners or small pots. Finished plants and plants in soil or other growing media are not allowed. Citrus plants, plant parts and fruits, coffee plants and berries, banana and plantain suckers and fruits, coconut seeds and plants and palms are banned from being imported due to the threat they pose to the agriculture sector. In the event imported items are rejected, there are three possible courses of action to be taken. The inspectorate will issue a form indicating a recommendation for re-export, where an importer may be given the opportunity to transport goods back to its point of origin to correct the breach, following which they can reapply for a permit. Secondly, detainment for treatment. And finally, confiscation and destruction of goods, where confiscated imported produce are immediately incinerated at the ports of entry. If you are interested in exporting fresh agricultural produce, the Plant Quarantine Inspection Branch plays an important role in facilitating the process.
You must actually get the plant quarantine officer involved from day one. They will come to your facilities, they will inspect and ensure it meets the national standard. And then when you're ready to export, we inspect those goods to ensure it meets the criteria for the country for which it is actually going.
The unit also carries out pest surveys and surveillance in collaboration with other agencies, such as the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Research and Development Division of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
While we say we do not want certain pests into the country, sometimes we don't know when they get here because we have what are known as the unmanned or the illegal entry points. And so we conduct this survey across the country in our agricultural production areas as well as at the ports of entry right across the country to ensure that we're not having the introduction of pests and diseases.
Chief Plant Quarantine Inspector Sunil Wilson. Plant quarantine covers plants, plant-related material, and things associated with plants, such as sand, wood, and soil, which are referred to as regulated material.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.